Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Out of words. It's a stop motion co-op puzzle platformer. I'm Jeff. I'm the game design lead on the project, and I look after our design team there. And this game is all created by human beings. Every little piece of it's been made out of physical materials and scanned in with various methods. All of the stop motion cutscenes are traditionally hand animated by animators, world-class stop motion animators who worked on some of the biggest features. And this is the studio's first video game. They've been doing stop motion for years. The director comes from a film background, and so figuring out how to gamify a stop motion experience has been a big part of the process here. The story revolves around Kurt and Carla and starts off with them as childhood friends who can grow up. They can talk about anything together. They know each other's families. They're very close, but they're at that age now. This is a coming-of-age story where they're starting to have feelings for each other and they don't know how to say it. And to make matters worse, one of them is about to move away. And so they have to say something. If you're going to articulate it, now's the time. But they can, and they're kind of frozen in fear, and they don't have the words to say it. And so the whole game takes place in this moment in the real world where they can't express this to each other. And they fall into this kind of allegorical world of characters and a world of language, the city of language, the city of words. And so they go through this whole allegorical adventure. And that's the bulk of the game, is them trying to figure out how to say this to each other. They lose their mouths. They fall into this world, and they have to work through their feelings for each other over the course of the game.
Can't wait.
I'm ready.
Is there a date for this yet?
Early next year. Yeah, we've got a lot of the gameplay stuff sorted out at this point. A lot of the work now is getting everything scanned and animated and getting all the set dressing and the environments to be kind of fully realized.
All right. So you're Carlos.
And you can see here, there's just a little bit of footage at the beginning of everybody in the workshop.
How long did the animation part of it take?
I'm sorry?
How long did the animation take?
They're not as long as you would think. The animation itself is just kind of a methodical frame by frame process. It's the fabrication of the puppets and the clothing and all of the assets. That's a bit more time consuming. But I guess it depends. I think at this point we've got probably about like half a feature's worth of cutscenes. So it's quite elaborate, and there's a lot of story to tell.
How long the team been working on this?
It's been in various forms through the years. Like this is the release, the version that will be released, and it's probably been in the works for like five, six years, depending on where you draw the line.
Oh, I thought it was a cutscene. Wow. That was impressive.
There's this little guy.
And again, everything made by hand. The characters are hand animated. Every little strip of grass is a piece of paper that's been shredded. The background and the hills are like chopped up books and kind of burnt pieces of paper.
Is the parallax score then practical, or is that done?
It's all done in camera, yeah. That's one of the beauties of Unreal too, is it's got that cinematic quality, the different lenses and cameras and depth of field options and lighting. And so we're really able to, the photogrammetry only goes so far when we scan all this stuff in with the cameras. But like being able to render it on screen like this in such high definition, like you can see every little kind of like scratch and thumbprint on Prince's motorcycle there.
Was there any motion capture for the other four?
No, it's all hand animated, just frame by frame. We do kind of like the typical animation process with animatics and storyboards and that kind of thing. But yeah, no, it's all the performance of the animator and the puppet.
Did this originally start as an idea for an interactive experience?
No, actually it started off as a... So the director and the game poet, his name's Morten Sondergaard, they kind of conceived this whole story, and I think it was initially... they initially thought it was going to be a feature. I thought it was going to be a stop-motion animated movie. But then over time, the director came to realize that it was, you know, this was his opportunity to make the first stop-motion game for the studio, and that it was just, like, perfectly suited to get at this kind of, like, cooperative play and to tell the story of these two kids. So, yeah, it was originally kind of intended to be a story, and then it became a feature, and now it's a game.
Real-life events?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of our own, like all of the directors and leads, like have really like put a lot of our childhood kind of coming of age stuff and our lives into this project.
Of the water too.
Oh, I'm pretty much available.
Yeah, I can see him getting like awards. Like,
that's very kind.
Yeah, and like it's different.
Haven't you know some recent similar outings like here? Was it Harold Halibut?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's definitely something.
Yeah. We're really trying to push for that. I guess that kind of approachability, like I play with my daughter and then we want to have that like cooperative. She's six. And so she helps me play test these things. We played this build six times and it kind of went from all gray boxes to like this. And she's just, but that's the dream is we want people to be able to play this with whoever they want. And that's kind of where the choice of all the platforms and all the crossplay came in, but also like the way that it's tuned. Oh, yeah, I should let you guys focus. Watch out for the giant frog.
Oh, wait, he attacked us?
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Also, we gotta go slow.
You can walk, he just can't jump. You know how frogs hate jumping, right?
It's so anti-jump.
Yeah, these frogs actually came from my childhood, too. And my parents' property growing up, we had all these gopher holes in the property. And during the summer, all the totes would, like, kind of burrow down into them. And if you turn the garden hose on and the holes filled with water, it was basically just, like, mud and toads would come bubbling out of the ground. And so when it came time to populate this part of the game with these kind of, like, grumpy background characters, this was one of the ideas that really took hold.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, sorry, this is a little wonky. Hold X and then pull down, and it takes a second.
Can you play this also single player or just after the...
Yeah, it's co-op only. Yeah.
Full co-op?
No, online co-op's fine, and cross-play co-op is a thing, too. So if you want to play on the Switch and you want to play with your friend on the Xbox or on the Epic Games Store or whatever you want to do, like, that's the dream, is to get as many people... Like, I think there's something special about playing it side-by-side and doing the couch co-op.
Wait, what?
Watch out for those guys.
They're
coming. But yeah, being able to play with my daughter, people being able to, like a partner or like a kind of a gamer who wants to play with their non-gamer partner. What's that?
Don't jump in here.
Oh, he'll be all right.
All right.
he's soundly asleep. Oh, wait. Guess something scared him off.
Something bigger.
Yeah, we jumped ahead a little bit in the game, too. This is like the moodier kind of like towards the end of the game. And the only real antagonist is the Kurt and Carla's shadows. And their doubts and their anxieties grow and get a little bit scarier as the game progresses. So that thing's lurking around. Yeah, some of these kind of like anti-gravity like game modes and levels have been... we prototyped hundreds of things trying to figure out how to tell this story. But these anti-gravity ones have been in the game for ages. And it's been crazy. It's just as crazy for me to see it kind of rendered this way. Because for a long time, it's just been gray, you know, gray cubes and spheres and things. Yeah, okay. You're good.
I had to grab the...
It's supposed to happen, but it's supposed to feel like it's not supposed to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
You got it. Oh, yeah. How old's your daughter?
Two.
Ah, yeah.
But she just loves colorful...
Yeah. When my daughter was young, we played a lot of Fall Guys. She just liked all the upbeat kind of like... Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, it's such a joyful... What's that?
It's going to be Ori in the Blind Forest.
Oh, yeah, Ori's great. But that's really the whole dream, is to make something beautiful you can play with, like your daughter, or that you can play with, like a non-gamer parent. That's one of the things we talked about early on, was like trying to keep that approachability bar to the point where it's like, you can grok what's happening. Yeah, watch out for that stuff.
Careful, Dad. Oh, that was me now? Oh, no.
You're doing it.
Jeez, that is about... Oh, no.
Is this sampling indicative of how much depth there is to the gameplay? Or is there...
I think it's a little surface level in some ways. Like, we really wanted to scramble things up so you get, like, a little sample of different mechanics and things that you can do. But the game gets out there. Like, some of the stuff that you can do in this game, we've got the whole Last year, we brought a demo that had a golem creature where it's this big lump of clay, and then each player controls one of its arms, and you climb around kind of like heave-ho style. So there's a broad color palette of different kind of level designs and mechanics that you play with. So yeah, this is that all that fear and anxiety lurking around in the background. So it's a fun way of saying don't stop running.
Oh yeah, I
that was weird.
It definitely feels like I shouldn't stop running.
Hadn't seen that one yet. No, I think that was a bug.
Oh, it was a bug?
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one yet.
I thought I did something wrong, but I just felt it.
So thanks for doing some QA for us. Cool. Nicely done. Well, we didn't want to end it with a big scary vibe. So there's a bit of a level here where you get to play a little bit.
Okay.
Later in the game.
Which is actually earlier in the game. So I'm realizing now that's not the best. It's kind of a misnomer. Well, we're taking you back to when Kurt and Carla were still working together.
The cutscenes are done and cameras.
Yep. And this thing's actually over at the Epic booth. We brought it in four parts from Denmark and bolted it back together. It's about the size of this countertop. It's huge.
This looks so cool.
How small are the characters?
What's that?
How small are the characters?
The characters are probably about like Barbie size.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We brought a bunch of we have a pin board over there with a bunch of their clothing and all their little accessories and things.
Imagine our daughter asking.
Yeah.
All right. No.
No.
Toss it in.
Oops. Oh, wait.
Wait.
You got to throw it. You got to figure out. Throw it from over there.
That's so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Things are getting serious?
Yes, sir. This was sir.
I believe in you.
You're like,
wait. Okay. I'm a turtle. Okay. Try it. Jump.
Oh, no.
Okay, I know exactly what you're
doing. Oh, so too soon?
There you go.
Good job. You did it.
That was very close.
Okay, so,
this one's gonna be...
Oh, it's a longer one.
Wait, let us see. Hello, can I? Can you jump? Can she jump and walk there?
I'm not allowed to say anything.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Good job, Carla.
What are you gonna do?
Just straight up let you die.
Oh, you could have made it, though.
No.
Too soon.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You're up. Wait.
Now
wait. Go, three. There you go. We got it.
Nice. See, these are the types of things we're trying to do. Like, you fumble your way through it together, right? Like, sometimes you just gotta go.
Oh, wait.
Go.
I say you just go for it. Just fumble your way through. Nice. Take the low road. You did it.
I got it.
Yeah, see, right. You got this. All right, go see what it wants. Nice. Very good. Now you can take the elevator up here. He'll take you where you need to go. All right, we're almost to the end here.
Okay.
I love that.
One more little segment.
So, early next year?
Yep. We're going as fast as we can. Stuff takes a minute.
Animation, traditional creation tools?
I think it's like, yeah, of course, but I think in our opinion, it's not what it costs, it's what it's worth.
Yeah.
And we're really putting our hearts into this, and we've got all the right kind of like evangelists and folks who get it, because all we really want to do is create something beautiful that people can play together. That's the dream. And it's, in a lot of ways, it's much harder to make something like this, but we think it's so meaningful that it's worthwhile. Oh, we've got in-house audio folks that just do a great job. We've got musicians that are making all of our score and everything across the board. So music is actually a huge part of the game. And those areas are still coming into focus.
Yo, this is so
wow.
Thank you so much for playing. And for being so kind. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
And check it out. You can see how huge this thing is too.
Yeah.